bring in the prisoner. As you know, our two kingdoms have been locked in almost constant warfare for generations. As the current ruler of your kingdom, you stand guilty of crimes against my people. There are many in my court who are calling for your execution as a show of force against those who would do us harm, while others feel that such violence would only result in retaliation from your people. They would simply have you ransomed off back to your people as a show of good faith, as well as our own superiority. Ultimately, though, as the rightful queen of this land, it is my duty, and my duty alone, to pass judgment upon you. However, before I pass judgment, I would like one final chance to speak with you, ruler to ruler, and discuss the possibility of peace between our nations. For that, I ask that my court, my guards, and all in attendance kindly vacate the room so that we may talk in private. That is an order. Vacate the chamber immediately, and under no circumstances should anyone enter unless called for. Finally. I can't believe they actually paraded you in front of the court like this. Honestly, you're a king, for Christ's sake. Do they have to turn everything into a political theater? Well, now that's done. The two of us finally have a chance to catch up. How long has it been? 10 years? 15? How long has it been since our fathers dragged us to those boring peace negotiations that ended up going nowhere? The only interesting part of that entire journey was meeting you, the ruggedly handsome heir to the enemy kingdom. You know, my father ordered me to stay as far away from you as possible, but when did I ever listen to him? Do you remember how we would run off together when no one was looking? Sneak into some unused chamber and just... lose ourselves in a haze of lust and passion? And now look at us. Leaders of opposing kingdoms. Mortal enemies locked in a never-ending war. All the while, other nations are sitting back, waiting until we are too tired and weak to defend ourselves, so they can swoop in and wipe us both off the map. Wouldn't it be lovely if we could just end the cycle of violence? What if I told you it could all be over by tomorrow? You think it's impossible? Well, never say never. After all, I never thought in a million years my men would ever manage to capture you, and yet, here you are. I honestly still can't believe they caught you. When my generals came and told me the news, they made it sound as if they defeated you in some glorious battle. But I've since learned the truth. It seems that you were lured into a trap by one of the neighboring lords after he learned of certain indiscretions you committed with his wife, and his sister, and his daughter, and his mother. Oh, don't try and deny it. Apparently, one of the side effects of becoming your nation's ally is the countless number of thoroughly satisfied noble women who end up lying, sweaty and exhausted, in your wake. It seems you are quite famous, or rather infamous, amongst the female rulers of several kingdoms, as well as the wives and female family members of several kings, for your insatiable hunger of the fairer sex, as well as your unrelenting stamina and, if I may speak plainly, your huge fucking cock. It's actually that rumor that I am most interested in at the moment. I have heard several descriptions of your manhood from many of the neighboring noble women, and quite frankly, it's unbelievable. The way these women describe it, it seems as though you are packing some kind of foot-long cock between your pants. Now, I know, back when we were young, we never had the chance to fully indulge in our vices, But if you truly had a cock as big as they describe, I'm sure I would have known and... What? What? Holy fuck. How the fuck does any man have a cock this big? I mean, I remember your father going on about how your bloodline was endowed by God, but I didn't think he meant it like this. No wonder so many of our female allies have defected to your side. Jesus, one look at this thing and I would be on my knees, ready to serve you as well. Speaking of, it's a good thing you're my prisoner right now. Or else this would be absolutely disgraceful for a queen such as myself. You see, I'm not actually sucking your cock like some common whore. No, this is simply part of the negotiation process, you see. Just pumping you for information. Trying to get you to spill your secrets. I'm getting you primed and ready for more aggressive forms of persuasion. And it looks to me like you're ready to go. Why don't we continue our negotiations in my royal bedchamber? I'll lead the way. Well, yes, I am pulling you by your cock. What else am I supposed to drag my prisoner by? Come along, then. Well... Here we are, the Queen's Royal Bedchamber. Why don't you lie down and relax? Perfect. I have you right where I want you. Now then. What do you think? It's been a long time since you've seen me naked. Am I still as beautiful as you said I was all those years ago? Even more so. Oh, you charmer, you. You know, you are a very lucky man. There are men in my court who would kill for just a glimpse of what you're getting to see. What do you like most about my body, Do you like my big, soft breasts? Or my curvy hips? Or how about my round, sexy ass? Well, what is it? Has my beauty rendered you speechless? Very well. I know another way you can show your gratitude. After all, I did use my mouth to pleasure you. It's only fair that you return the favor. Go on, put that tongue of yours to good use and lick my royal cunt. Fuck, that's it. Oh, yes. Shit. Oh, that feels so good. Fuck, oh god. I heard you were skilled, but fuck, you're absolutely incredible. I need something to hold on to. Hang on, I think there's a big, thick handle for me to grab onto right here. Oh, fuck, that's it. Oh, fuck. No more waiting. I need this cock inside of me. I just need it. I need you to fuck me. Oh, yes. Fuck. Fuck, that's it. After all those years of waiting and hearing stories from other women, I finally have you to myself. Oh, fuck. You know, fuck. You were my first true love. Oh, fuck. It's true. My first, and if I'm being honest, my only love. Oh. I love you. From the first moment I laid my eyes on you, I knew you were the only man for me. If only our ancestors answered this foolish war, we could have been together. Instead, I was forced to hear stories from other women boasting about your sexual prowess while laying awake at night, wishing I could be the one getting, fuck, fuck. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. That was incredible. You're still so hard. Are you gonna come soon? You know, there was one other thing those women said that I thought was quite interesting. It seems that no matter how much they may have wanted it, no matter how strongly they might have begged, you refused to spill your seed inside of them. And whenever they asked why, you gave the same response. I'm waiting for the love of my life, the one that got away. And I always wondered if, by any chance, that woman you spoke of, is it me? You mean it? I'm the love of your life? Really? You say that I'm the best lover you ever had, and that you have always lusted after me? Oh. Thank goodness. I prayed for it to be true. What's that? You're ready to come? Perfect. I guess it's time for me to share my plan for peace. I want our two countries to merge into one. Just think about it. Together, our combined forces would be able to face any threat from the neighboring kingdoms. Of course, we would have to keep the court happy, so on paper, I'll remain queen and you would serve as my royal consort, but in reality, we would be co-rulers and together, a child born from our union will become ruler of both kingdoms and unify the land. That's right, fuck. I want you to come inside of me. I'm at my most fertile right now, and I'm sure to conceive. I want us to be together. Marry me. Impregnate me. I wanna bear your children. Oh, you did it. Oh, you did it. There's no way you didn't just impregnate me. Oh, I'm so happy.
Not that I was ever worried. Deep down, I knew there was no way you could resist me. The two of us are now one. Just as our two kingdoms will soon be. In the morning, we shall become married. And there will finally be peace in the land. I love you, my husband.